Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Tuesday, the 10th of February, year of our Lord, 2026. Well, Trumpty Dumpty and Bannon had a great wall, didn't they? Trumpty Dumpty and Bannon had a great fall. Trumpty Dumpty and all the king's men are now trying to put Steve Bannon together again. And it's pretty bad timing because as they're working on a pardon for Steve Bannon, you've got some new information coming out about how Bannon was the Sherpa, the advisor to Epstein. And it really is all the king's men. We're talking about Maxwell and these pardons. She's now, it's on the table again. And this is out front, after her testimony yesterday, where she repeatedly took the Fifth Amendment, Bannon could learn something from that. She repeatedly took the Fifth Amendment, and then her lawyer came out afterwards and openly proposed a quid pro quo. This is how corrupt it's got. And we're going to take a look at the corruption, the financial corruption, in and around the Trump family and the economics of the Golden Dome as well. Yeah, this war machine that's ramping up now for an Iran war, they want to come up with a Star Wars defense system that there's not enough money in the world to pay for. Well, the Epstein stuff just keeps going and going. And there's new names and old accusations about things like satanic ritual child abuse and cannibalism now. People are talking about in the files. But, of course, we've had a lot of allegations in the past about these very same people. I don't know, just calling them the globalist elite, I don't think that's good enough. Maybe we need to call them the Epsteiners. It's a whole class of people that cover for each other here. Jeffrey Epstein had a bizarre obsession with improving human DNA. And he was emailing top scientists about it. You know this. The transhumanists like to talk about a singularity. I think there really is a singularity, a satanic singularity, where you take all these different issues that just keep coming back all the time. The transhumanism, the eugenicists, the pedophilia, the financial fraud. Just roll all this stuff together. That is the singularity. And it all points back to Satan. Shouldn't be a surprise for Christians to see this stuff. But it's getting creepier and creepier, says a secular outlet, Futurism. Gates, Musk, Thiel, all these transhumanists, and their idea that they are the best people on earth, and they need to propagate themselves. We've seen this over and over again. And so as people are talking about this ranch he had and how he wanted to, emails going back and forth about how he's going to improve the DNA of the human race by making it his DNA. And we have seen this from a lot of people. We have seen it from the... Wait, I can't hear you, Lance. What's up? We've seen this from a lot of people. We've seen it from the CEO of Telegram. He has gone out and he's been a sperm donor for over 100 babies. He's got six of his own. We see it from Elon Musk as well. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I'm sure people want more Epsteins in the world.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, he was into transhumanism heavily, as we see. With a lot of eugenicist overtones to it. And again, as I pointed out the other day, our response should be, of course. This is all consistent. It is all a singularity of spiritual evil. Christians are not surprised by this. Just like we weren't surprised that DNA showed that there was a design from God for the human race. He designed and wrote the code for the DNA. As a matter of fact, there has to be intelligence for there to be a code. If you stop and think about it, SETI was set up to listen for some kind of a repeating signal, but it just wasn't random. At first, they thought they had it when they got a repeating signal from a quasar that was just a polar magnetic thing that was generating a EMF signal. But they're searching the stars for some kind of a communication that's not random. And yet, if you look inside each and every living thing, plants and animals, you see DNA. In the beginning was logos, right? It's not just the word, but it is intelligence, organization. And so we see that intelligence, that organization. And when we look at situations like Epstein, we see a malevolent intelligence and organization that is behind that as well. There is a design to what people like Epstein are doing. They are trying to redo and undo the design of God and everything. The human race, DNA, all of it. They want to copy, but also to alter and destroy all of it. To ingratiate himself with top scientists, Epstein offered to fund their research. And he had very expensive research conferences and parties. And this is where he got Stephen Hawking to come in. There was a party there on Epstein Island. Supposedly, they were going to talk about the theory of gravity. But evidently, they got into things that were much more grave than that. The New York Times reported that one of the attendees recalled that all Epstein wanted to talk about was improving the human genome and how the passing of certain traits might result in superior human beings, you know, like himself, of course. Epstein harbored myriad racist beliefs, including the idea that black people's genetics made them less intelligent. In 2016, Epstein emailed German cognitive scientist and then MIT professor Joshua Bach, indicating that he was interested in the idea of genetically modifying black people to make them smarter. The Telegraph found that Bach had received roughly $400,000 donation from Epstein. In a 2016 email exchange with leftist thinker Noam Chomsky, he said the test score gap with African Americans is well documented, and he was adamant that a set of genes used for working memory could be found and adjusted. So there you are. That's the kind of Bill Gates philanthropy that we see. And of course, Bill Gates always loves to go to Africa to test his latest diabolical medical nonsense. And he claims he's doing it in the name of charity. I'm going to help them because they don't have the money for it. No, he's using them as guinea pigs. Epstein also wanted to invest in research pursuing genetically modifying embryos to produce children with desirable traits. As I said before, you know, Pavel Durov, the Telegram CEO, Elon Musk, all of them are real big into having lots and lots of children because, you know, they are special. They've got more money than the rest of us. So obviously, they're better than we are, right?
And we also know some of the, quote, desirable traits that Epstein would have wanted from his emails with the transgender-pushing psychologist. That one disgusting email where they're saying, with this, we can get more feminine phenotypes and such.
Well, he was also talking about how they could come up with some kind of a female Viagra, you know, kind of, this is straight out of like Austin Powers or something, you know, it's, these guys are absolute nuts, but of course, that's where they're headed. Anyway, he wanted to have, women come to his New Mexico ranch. He talked about impregnating 20 of them at a time. He also had a creepy obsession with using genetics to improve women's sex drives. And he repeatedly discussed the idea with former Stanford human biology professor Nathan Wolf. Wolf, perhaps even more so than Epstein, was serious about making it happen. Another scientist that Epstein confided in was Martin Nowak, a math and biology professor at Harvard University. Nowak is known for his work on using mathematics to describe the evolution of human language. Well, here's all the math you need to know. Genesis 11. You know, it's kind of interesting when you go back and look at the Tower of Babel and the fact that even secular anthropologists refer to the area there, the Plain of Shinar, as the cradle of civilization. We had all these different civilizations that just instantly sprung up all at once, according to the secularists. But, of course, they will not go anywhere near the biblical account of it. So we have, you know, the Indian, as well as European civilizations, as well as Chinese civilizations. And if you go back and look, the language, in pretty much every language, mama is the same.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Even in China, right? And then in other places, Papa is pretty close. It's changed a little bit, but, you know, they might call you Baba or Papa. It depends on the area. But there's other clues as well. If you look at the Chinese characters, of course, they have the picture characters. Symbol for a giant boat is a boat with 8 people in it. You know, kind of like Noah's Ark and things like that. And there's other things that refer to the Garden of Eden. Pictorially and things like that, and Chinese characters. Nowak's connection to Epstein is well documented, but the newly released documents additionally revealed an ominous-sounding email to Maxwell. They said, "I'm so very sorry I caused you so much worry and that I spoiled this day. I'm so happy I didn't kill anybody." And then in a 2002 email, remember, he was still best friends with Donald Trump in 2002, he says, "My perspective on life has changed somehow." In 2014, he sent a cryptic email to Nowak, the scientist, said, "Our spy was captured after completing her mission." Nowak responded, "Did you torture her?" So there we are. You know, I mean, it's getting curiouser and curiouser, isn't it? And yet, as Brian Shalhavi points out, the Epstein file revelations increase as some big names begin to experience some fallout over this. And, of course, allegations that eating baby flesh was also discovered in this. Last night and continuing through today, Many more now saying they've discovered Epstein's cannibalistic code word for the raw meat of babies and infants who were sacrificed through satanic ritual abuse. Usually after their tiny bodies had been raped so much they were no longer alive. After their organs had been harvested for sale on the black market. And that's why I say, this is the singularity you should pay attention to. Forget about merging with machines. These people have merged with Satan. And all the different hallmarks that you see there over and over again, things like transhumanism, eugenics, the desire for depopulation, all the technocracy aspects of it. Then you add pedophilia, the vaccine obsession, and financial fraud, of course. Yeah, this is why, you know, when you talk about, I mentioned it yesterday, the stuff about sulfuric acid, a lot of people said, well, that means he's dissolving bodies. Not necessarily. It could be for swimming, for water treatment, right? But I looked at the quantities that were involved and taking it down, even if he had 100 people there living on that island constantly, which I think is way more than probably was there. I don't think he had 100 people there around the clock every single day. Even with that, he was buying like 5 years worth of water treatment, sulfuric acid, if that's what he was using it for. And more likely, it wasn't 100 people there. More likely, he was buying like a decade of it. And then he bought the decade worth of sulfuric acid just a few days before he was arrested. Did he hear something coming through the grapevine? Was there some necessity for him to cover stuff up? Well, the Miami Herald published an article on Friday about an FBI report on 11 men who were investigated in relationship to the Epstein files, including Trump, Bill Clinton, Howard Lutnick, Alan Dershowitz, Harvey Weinstein, and people like Les Wexner, you know, the Victoria's Secret guy. Yeah, I guess they got a lot of secrets. Trump alluded to that as well.
And Victoria and many happy secrets.
Yes, that's right. Thomas Massey said this about these guys yesterday, and he's calling on Howard Lutnick to resign as well.
An example of something, maybe it wasn't intentional on their part. I'd like to hear his take on the redaction of the CEO, who's listed as a co-conspirator in the 2019 child sex trafficking case.
So can I ask you, because, and I want to ask if this is the same person, Todd Blanche also said about that tonight, that the document you're citing there has victim names in it.
Correct.
To say that's why there are redactions. He said, we have just unredacted Les Wexner's name from this document, but his name already appears in the file thousands of other times, and he says the Justice Department is hiding nothing. Is that the retired CEO that you're referencing?
It is. He unredacted it after I found it. That's a problem, and I'm glad they've admitted they made a mistake by redacting that.
So you're saying it was redacted when you went in there today, and after you tweeted that, they unredacted it?
Correct. Now he's got four other names he needs to unredact. Did he respond to that? There's a list of 20 people. And there's four men in there that need to be unredacted. Here's another troubling thing that I found.
Can you say who those four men are tonight?
I don't think they're well known. And so if I did, it wouldn't matter. But I could probably say them on the floor of the House. But I'll give the DOJ a chance to do what they did in these two examples where I've discovered something and now they've responded.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Yeah, well, he should say it on the floor of the House, I think. After the Justice Department shut the door on releasing the Epstein files in July 2025, FBI agents worked on drafts of a 21-page presentation of all the evidence that the FBI had gathered in the case, including a summary of allegations against 11 men. There's no evidence that Epstein, a New York financier who sexually assaulted and trafficked hundreds of girls and young women over two decades, kept his own client list of men, but the FBI put together a client list and then said that it didn't exist. And that's really where we are right now with Kash Patel. When you talk about corruption in the Trump administration, you got Pam Bondi, you got Todd Blanche, the guy who was Trump's personal attorney, and how he's been involved with Ghislaine Maxwell, getting her to be quiet or to say what they want her to say. I mean, it's amazing. He was the one who had the long interview with Maxwell. And then after that interview, she gets sent to Club Fed, a very easy prison situation. And now they're talking about pardoning her. Now you watch what happens if Trump pardons her. Documents not previously made public show the FBI had compiled its own list of possible accusations against prominent men based largely on uncorroborated tips and interviews that the DOJ had compiled since Epstein's 2019 arrest. Among the names on the list, Trump, Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, Leon Black, a private equity investor, and Les Wexner, and also a banker, Jess Daly. These are some of the people that were on the dirty dozen, I guess we could say, even though it's 11 people. The PowerPoint appears to have been compiled by task forces in the FBI and the New York Police Department. The list gives the public an inside look at an investigation that spanned nearly two decades and three presidential administrations. You understand, this is bipartisan. I mean, Trump is at the center of this thing. He's the guy that had the hot potato land in his lap. But this is a bipartisan thing. But everybody sees Trump's involvement. He was probably involved with Epstein more than anybody except for Bill Clinton. The two of them, very, very close to Epstein. And so he's got to cover this up for a lot of people. A version of the PowerPoint.
Can you imagine the amount of coverage that it would have gotten from the right-wing press and, yeah, you know, conspiracy mm-hmm. side of things if this had happened under Biden? All of the people yelling about every little detail they could find, yes, in any little thing.
Now crickets, for the most part. A version of the PowerPoint was sent to FBI Director Kash Patel in August of last year. A month before, he told Congress that the agency had no evidence to prosecute any other men in connection with Epstein's crimes. And again, we're supposed to believe that it was only Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, that nobody else is involved. They really think you're stupid. They think you're that stupid. And many people in the MAGA cult really are. So, again, where are we now with this? Well, they're not going to release anymore, says Todd Blanche.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So, just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
I mean, you just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean?
I mean, yeah, I couldn't have any people involved other than Epstein.
Well, I mean, there's the men who abuse...
That is an assumption.
Through Epstein's...
If there's trafficking. Yeah.
Through Look, we said in July, and it remains as true today as it was in July... if we had information, we meaning
how disgusting these people are
about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why
you believe that.
I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption.
I got a bridge. I can tell.
There's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women.
I know nothing, absolutely nothing.
I guess it's true that it remains as true as it was when he said it in July.
That's right, it wasn't true then. It's not true now. And so it's kind of interesting. Yesterday, you had Ghislaine Maxwell do a teleconference deposition for Congress, because she's in prison across the country. And somebody put together the questions, when the questions were asked of Jeffrey Epstein about Donald Trump, he had the same response as Ghislaine Maxwell did, the Fifth Amendment.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my Fifth, Sixth, and Fourteenth Amendment rights.
Are you aware of Donald Trump ever engaging in sexual activity with an individual introduced to him by you or Jeffrey Epstein?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence.
Yeah, that's right. Can't talk about that. I'm trying to get a pardon from this guy. Well, you know, even some of the MAGA people now are starting to catch on. This is Laura Ingraham at TPUSA asking them what they thought about all of this Epstein stuff. Are they satisfied with what's going on?
How many of you are satisfied? You can clap. Satisfied
clap.
With the results of the Epstein investigation. Clap.
This
okay,
is TPUSA.
Clap. You guys aren't listening. I'm not going to grade you on a curve. So I was going to get to that. How many of you are not satisfied with the results of the investigation?
And yet, if anybody asks Donald Trump a question, boy, you're a stupid reporter. You have low ratings for asking this kind of stuff.
Did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the Saturday?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, I Pam, could I just interrupt for
sure.
one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
You're still talking about me?
For years. You're asking. We have Texas. We have this. We have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is...
Talking about you as a creep as well.
Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy
yeah, right.
with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
You seem like a desecration of the office.
I could ask you that question. I don't know of it, but I think...
There's Lutnick laughing. He knows he's going to get away with it.
Today, and it's completely fake news. We're not meeting to talk about the Epstein situation. And I think the reporter who reported it needs to get better sources.
Oh, yeah.
Look, the whole thing is a hoax.
It's all
a put
hoax.
Out by the Democrats because we've had the most successful 6 months in the history of our country. And that's just a way of trying to divert attention to something that's total bullshit. Okay?
Yeah, right. And, of course, Mike Johnson said Donald Trump was the one who basically turned him in, blew the whistle on him. It's like, because he knew about all this stuff.
It was
and
also,
I guess it's not a hoax if you were going to give evidence on it, but now it's all different. He's seen pictures of Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't know who she is, so what are you going to say, Lance?
Now saying put out by the Democrats despite it being a huge part of his campaign in 2024.
That's right. Yeah, he campaigned on it. And it's not just Trump. I mean, it's all the people who are around him who want things from him and people like Mark Levin, who's got a little war that he wants. I'm sure that Mark Levin is going to remind him, you know, you can make all this stuff go away if you start a war with Iran.
We can't waste our time on Epstein.
There he is with that other shill, Mike Johnson. Two of them make me disgusted.
I've about had it with all that stuff.
I've had it with you.
On who we are, what we're doing.
We know who you are.
Take the country and what they want to do to the country. Mr. Speaker, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate you very, very much.
You too, Mark. Thanks for all you do. God bless.
Yeah, well, you know where Mark Levin wants to take the country. He wants to take us to Iran, you know.
Excuse that question.
Oops,
I didn't know of it, but I think
I don't have that. I had the Mark Levin war clip with Iran. Somehow that got overwritten. Anyway, Mark Levin wants to take us to war. And this is a war. I'm sure he's saying to Trump, yeah, we'll make this all go away. Remember that war that we wanted to have with Iran for decades, Netanyahu and I? We can make all that go away. We can wag the war at everybody, and it'll all just disappear.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change. And the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The information, which is the top independent tech publication out of Silicon Valley, according to Brian Shalhavi, devoted their weekend edition to the Epstein files. One name that was revealed, previously unknown, was top investor Masha Bucher, who grew up in Russia and allegedly had close ties to Putin. Her name appears 1,625 times in the Epstein files, and shows how she spent years as Epstein's advisor to Silicon Valley startups as well as journalists. And so she rose to fame and fortune in Silicon Valley. And the emails show that she was a Sherpa as well as an advisor, what I talk about with Steve Bannon as well. And again, I look at this and I think, Masha, pretty much, or Frau Bucher.
Yeah, that one.
That's what you were thinking, because you know the young Frankenstein, Frau Bucher.
Should have gotten the lightning bolt and horse whinnying sound effect to play after you say her name.
That's right. January the 30th was an excellent day for Frau Bucher. It was a blowout 8th birthday party for her venture capital firm, day one. The dress code for the party was elegant. This is all coming from this Silicon Valley paper that has a lot of clout there and highly respected. Anyway, on the invites, listen to this. Frau Bucher promised the festivities would include a new performance art piece that would weave together, quote, choreography, costume, and symbolic gesture. What was a symbolic gesture? Quote, to give attendees a sense of the vibe, she had affixed an image to the invites of two masked figures in giant white hats touching their serpentine tongues together. What could that refer to? Of course we know. Epstein's ties to Silicon Valley were well known before the release of these new documents, but his deep connection to Frau Bucher wasn't. Even alongside the stack of salacious communiques, her correspondence with Epstein was striking. And it shows how she'd long worked as his Sherpa, as he worked to rehab his image around a decade after his conviction as a sex offender. She was doing the same stuff with him that Steve Bannon was doing with him. That's exactly what Bannon was trying to do. Maybe that is why Bannon said,
and I will tell you right now, as God is my witness, if we lose the midterms and we lose 2028, some in this room are going to prison, myself included. They're not going to stop. They are getting more and more and more radical. And we have to counter that. And what do we have to counter it with? We have to counter it with more action, more intense action, more urgency. We're burning daylight. If you look across every aspect of this, we have to codify what President Trump has done by executive order, right?
He loves executive orders. He hates the Constitution. I've never seen anybody in politics more despicable than Steve Bannon. That includes even Donald Trump.
Hide these structural barriers and get on with it. President Trump today gave to the Senate when
structural barriers, you know, like Constitution.
Lindsey Graham, some of the guys that liked, and some of these institutions. I understand this is a very tough decision to make, and you're going to see some people in the conservative movement that not in a million years. Because I talked to them today. Quite frankly, I had Hawley on the show this morning. Josh Hawley, and he's talking about it, and I'm trying to play the institution. Well, they called me up this afternoon and said, let's go through the 10 reasons we need to do it, and these are heavy hitters on what I would call the constitutional, the limited government constitutionalist in our movement.
Of course, he's not part of that movement. He's not part of the constitutional. So, we got 10 things in the Constitution called the Bill of Rights. You should read them sometime. You should read the rest of the Constitution, Bannon, openly saying, we got a constitutional amendment that says it can only be president twice, but we're going to find a way to work around that. I'm disgusted with him, and people should be disgusted with him for this as well. Many of Silicon Valley's titans, whose names came up in the Justice Department's latest dump, spent the past few days variously defending themselves for associating with Epstein, trying to distance themselves from him or apologizing for their connection, but not Bucher and not Bannon, really. Bucher has been almost completely radio silent, sparking emotions ranging from confusion to anger to regret among her network of founders, friends, and business associates, according to conversations with 18 of them. This is a Silicon Valley paper. She's been almost completely radio silent. Several of the firms featured as investments on Day One's website homepage just 8 days ago are no longer there, including Quinn, an audio erotica app. Well, that makes sense. That's where this woman is, I guess. One portfolio company founder expressed quite directly how they were feeling about Frau Bucher's new established links to Epstein. I just want her off my cap table at this point. I don't want to be associated with her. And again, why didn't these people say that about Epstein? We see over and over again that Epstein oiled his way across all these different people. They had absolutely no problem with Epstein, but now, after a lot of these revelations, now even somebody who was helping Epstein has issues, but not Steve Bannon. Isn't that interesting?
I want her off my cap table at this point because she's bad publicity, is what they're saying. I'm okay with working with convicted sex offenders like Epstein, as long as he's not well known.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. As long as I'm the only one who knows what he's doing. While Day One's homepage listed the employees, five employees last week, it now just shows only two. Since starting it in 2017, she has had a charmed rise in Silicon Valley, putting distance between herself and her childhood in Russia, where she led a pro-Putin organization. So, as Brian Shalhavi points out, the darkest aspects of the Epstein files no one is talking about. Says Nick Bryant has been one of the journalists who's reported on child sex trafficking for decades now, starting in the 1980s when he covered the Franklin cover-up scandal of child sex trafficking in Boys Town, Nebraska. And remember, that included George H.W. So what is being reported, he said, to the corporate media is really just a limited hangout. And it's not the more gruesome parts that these files reveal. One of the things that Nick stated in an interview, he said, that caused him, that's Brian Shalhavi, to pause the video and just weep for a few minutes was the fact that people over the past many years just don't want to hear about the evils of child sex trafficking, and that even members of his own family have never read any of his books over the years. And that clearly is understandable. I mean, who wants to even look at that stuff? And that's the way I feel about most of this Epstein stuff. I don't really want to know the details. I want to keep an arm's length at it because you just don't want to visualize that in your mind. So nobody wants to talk about these topics. It's absolutely right. We know what we need to know about these people. without getting into the details of what they did. He also stated that it was his belief you have to be compromised to become president of the U.S. And he thinks that this is literally the biggest story of our lifetime. If it can get people to really understand that it is not just a fantasy, some kind of a conspiracy theory, but it's actually a satanic conspiracy. It is a spiritual conspiracy that is there. If we can get people to understand that, that would be a big move forward. The Epstein files have also resurfaced claims by an ex-Dutch banker of ritual child sacrifice in financial circles. Listen to this. A Turkish publication published an article that stated that the Epstein files confirmed what Dutch banker Ronald Bernard revealed about the world's most powerful bankers back in 2017 and 18. It resurfaced a 2017 interview with him in which he alleges that ritualistic child sacrifices were practiced among the upper echelon of the financial world. And of course, that's where Jeffrey Epstein hung out, right? The 2000 interview with Netherlands-based DVM TV, Bernard said that individuals from the upper levels of the financial world with whom he acknowledged having contact largely adhered to what he described as Luciferian beliefs. This is one of the reasons why, you know, Tony Arterman, and we're not really joking when we call them Luciferian banknotes. That is really, you know, fiat currency. That is really what is there. And you go back and you look at the UN and the involvement of the Lucis Trust, or you look at Saul Alinsky, who dedicated his book Rules for Radicals to Lucifer, the original radical and rebel, he said. So this banker said, quote, "You can say religion is a fairy tale. You can say that God doesn't exist, that none of that is real." He said, "Well, for these people, it is truth and reality. And they served something immaterial, something they call Lucifer." Bernard noted that he went to places that were called churches of Satan, quote unquote. He said they do holy mass with naked women and liquor, underlining that he was, quote, far from convinced if any of this was real. But he said, then at some point I was invited, which is why I'm telling you all this, at some point I was invited to participate in sacrifices abroad.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Now, this is a Dutch banker, so he's going somewhere abroad, probably not in Europe. You think maybe to the United States? Are we Babylon? Are we the epicenter of all this corruption? I would say yes. It's looking more and more like Washington, D.C. is the epicenter of this satanic stuff that's going on.
Wouldn't be surprised if abroad was an island or perhaps even the island, though.
Could be. But anyway, he was invited to participate in sacrifices abroad. He said that was the breaking point for him. Children, he said. When questioned whether he was asked to sacrifice children, he confirmed that he was, and then added that he couldn't do it. He said, unfortunately, the truth is that worldwide they have been doing this for thousands of years. To which the Christians say, yeah, we knew that. We've been telling you that, of course. That is the case. His interview videos in 2018, he talks about rising through the ranks of Freemasonry and how he stopped when they required him to sacrifice a baby. He said he, too, was sexually abused as a child. Well, the FBI has concluded that Epstein did not run sex trafficking ring for powerful people. This is from Just the News. And so that's the end of it, right? We can trust the FBI. We can trust Washington, D.C. We can trust the Democrats and the Republicans, and we can trust, above all, Donald Trump and Steve Bannon, right? Do you really understand why they picked a corrupt shill like Akash Patel to run the FBI? And it's not just him. You go back and you look at the former director of the FBI, James Comey, and it was his daughter, Assistant U.S. Attorney Maureen Comey, who wrote an email to the FBI officials last year saying there were no photos, no videos showing Epstein victims being sexually abused or any males with any of the nude females. Also, no evidence implicating anybody other than Epstein and Maxwell. You see, this is bipartisan, and it is something that's been going on with this bureaucracy that they call the FBI for a very long time. Unbelievably corrupt. Just go back and look at the personal history of J. Edgar himself. So, no one other than Epstein and his associates. I just want to say, who would believe that? You know, people at TPUSA don't believe it. What are they going to do about it, though? You know, what are the MAGA people going to do? You've seen MAGA say these vaccines are a bioweapon, a genetic poison that's out there, and yet they don't hold Trump responsible for that. They'll find somebody else, like they found Fauci. And yes, Fauci was responsible for that, but so was Trump. And Trump continues to lie to people about it. He continues to protect the people who did that, just as he continues to lie and protect about this stuff. And just as he was a part of that, he was also part of this. So the Europeans are not buying this. You see, over and over again, you've got governments who are purging the Epsteiners. So that's why I say perhaps America, perhaps USA, is the most corrupt, the most satanic country on earth. Close first or second. They're running a tie with Israel, and we'll see what happens, who comes in first. Had the evidence existed, she said, the government would have pursued any leads that they generated. We did not, however, locate any such videos, the same line that's being fed to us by Akash Patel, by Dan Bongino, and all the rest of the stuff. We're going to find out that just like, you know, the Wizard of Oz, it was all a dream. We're going to wake up from this dream, and we just all fantasized this. There was nothing real. It was all just a hoax, right? Well, Elon Musk is offering to pay the legal fees of Epstein victims if they are sued for naming names. And why would he say that? Because Alan Dershowitz is making the rounds of talk shows and podcasts and things like that, indicating he's going to start suing people left and right. This is the guy who defended Jeffrey Epstein, along with Ken Starr, the guy who was supposed to be the special prosecutor of Bill Clinton, but did a cover-up for Bill Clinton. His next job was to cover up and be the defense attorney for Jeffrey Epstein, and then he became the head of a Christian college, Baylor. And what he did there was to cover up and to tamp down a big sex scandal from the football team. That was his final bite of the apple, and was kicked out at that point. Yeah.
Also worth mentioning that one of the Epstein victims specifically named him in the past.
That's
and
right.
He sued her.
He's already done
and it. She then had to retract and say, well, maybe it was just someone who looks exactly like him and also happened to be a friend of Epstein's. And,
yeah, maybe it was Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Woody Allen and Alan Dershowitz are just clones of each other. It's absolutely amazing. Doppelgangers. So anyway, he says, Elon Musk said, I will pay for the defense of anyone who speaks the truth about this and is sued for doing so, said Elon Musk. Matt Walsh has suggested that the victims could simply provide the information to a member of Congress who could read them on the floor of the House with legal immunity. And that's what should be done. Well, Ghislaine Maxwell was interviewed yesterday by the House Oversight Committee. And she had, as I pointed out before, I'll play it for you once again. She said this.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least
that's Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights.
Are you aware of Donald Trump ever engaging in sexual activity with an individual introduced to him by you or Jeffrey Epstein?
I invoke my 5th Amendment right to silence.
Yeah, she's hanging out for that pardon. She's going to talk and come up with some story about how she doesn't even know who Donald Trump is, right? So she can get the pardon. That's basically what her attorney said after this deposition that only lasted for an hour because everything they asked her, she took the 5th Amendment to. And that's one of the other things about Steve Bannon. He's not really very smart. And I said this at the time. You know, he got this conviction because he refused to even show up for the to Congress and to testify. So they convicted him of contempt of Congress. And I said at the time, this doesn't make any sense. Why does he just go and take the 5th Amendment over and over again? That's what Alex Jones did about January the 6th. And Steve Bannon had so much hubris. And he wanted to be the big guy and all this stuff. He's like, I'm not even going to go there and talk to them. You know, I'm as important as the Clintons. We're going to ignore this. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen with the Clintons. But the chairman of this, Republican James Comer, was disgusted. He said, as expected, Ghislaine Maxwell took the 5th and refused to answer any questions. And it's not just the Republicans. The Democrats are very angry about it as well. The Trump administration has been told by her attorney that she can clear Trump's name in exchange for clemency. And again, this is such a corrupt quid pro quo that is right out there in the open. Her attorney sent a message to Trump today in the open that if the president were to grant her clemency, she would clear his name of any wrongdoing as pertains to Epstein. Separately, members of Congress can review unredacted versions of the Epstein files at the Department of Justice as of yesterday. Yes, Lance?
So the typical way that they do these things is they get the lower level people to turn on the people above them and give, you know, the names of the criminals. This is the opposite of that. This is don't give out the names of the criminals that you were associated with and we'll let you go.
That's right. So this is what the attorney said. He said, Ms. Maxwell is prepared to speak fully and honestly if granted clemency by Trump. The attorney David Oscar Marcus said. He said, well, the truth matters, and Trump and Clinton are innocent of any wrongdoing. Well, she found herself a good liar, didn't she, for an attorney? So again, Comer.
Imagine saying those two statements together with a straight face.
Yeah, Clinton never did anything wrong, neither did Trump. So Democrats also accused Maxwell, not just Comer. Democrats accused her of trying to buy her clemency. Everybody sees what is happening. I don't know how Trump thinks that this is going to help him. At this point, who would believe Ghislaine Maxwell? Her lawyer has gone out there and says, hey, you know, she'll clear you and Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing. Just give her a pardon. And again, what is that? That gets her out of jail. That's all she cares about. It isn't going to get Trump or Clinton out of this hot water, though. And again, we all see who Cash Patel and the rest of this Trump regime really are. Bondi, Blanche, Cash Patel, all of them.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward. But that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Well, Elon Musk tweeted out about Steve Bannon that says Bannon is evil. He's absolutely right. And a lot of conservatives have basically turned on Steve Bannon. There's a lot of influencers out there who I think are paid by the same people that Bannon is paid by, who have not done that. But again, when you think about it, when you look at Europe, we've had princes, we've had prime ministers, we've had ambassadors, we've had high-ranking politicians all over Europe. I talked about this yesterday. Who are losing their jobs. Many of them are facing prison sentences as well. And yet there's been no consequences for anybody here in America. What does that tell you about our country, unfortunately? Well, that's why I started out with the Trumpty Dumpty set on the wall. And he and Bannon, the Sherpa, the advisor, the PR guru for pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, Steve Bannon. Documents released from the Department of Justice shed further light on the connections between Bannon and Epstein. And what was Bannon's response to all this stuff? Did he apologize that he was associated with Epstein? No, what did he do? He teased a release of many of the hours of videotapes that he had with him. Now, stay tuned. I'm going to give you the full video coming up later. He used it to promote his upcoming documentary with Jeffrey Epstein. That was Bannon's response. The guy is an unbelievable grifter and crook. It's just incredible. I've never had any personal dealings with him, but it truly is amazing. Of course, Roger Stone has. Roger Stone jumped in with both feet on this dog pile of poo that's there called Steve Bannon. He jumped in on it as well. He had more to say than Elon Musk did. Elon Musk just said he's evil. Roger Stone brought some receipts with it. But the very day that Epstein was arrested on charges of sex trafficking in July 2019, he was texting with Bannon about the documentary that the two were making in order to rehabilitate Jeffrey Epstein's image. Think about that. If we arrange it, can we film on the island? Asked Bannon. After Epstein replied,
well, that'd
yes.
That would be the perfect background. People love that. We'll get that blue and white temple you got there.
Yeah. So he says yes. Bannon follows up by saying, can we do it in the late morning, let's say 11 a.m.? You know, the light should be just right by that time. And then, as he's being taken into custody at the airport, a text message from Epstein to Bannon says, all of it is canceled. He got canceled. He got arrested. A few months before that, Bannon had advised Epstein, he said, quote, first we need to push back on the lies, you know, the lies that he was a pedophile, the lies that he was doing all the stuff that everybody's saying. So in other words, here's Bannon doing for Jeffrey Epstein what Kash Patel and Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche and Donald Trump and all the rest of the Trump regime, what they're doing for all these pedophile perps. Steve Bannon wanted to do it for Epstein himself. First, we need to push back on the lies. Then we need to crush the pedo trafficking narrative. Then we need to rebuild your image as a philanthropist. You know, along the lines of Bill Gates, for example, I guess. And so, after all that came out, Elon Musk says Bannon is evil. That was his statement about it. And then Roger Stone said, Musk certainly turned out to be right about Steve Bannon. So between his close ties to the Chinese Communist Party and Jeffrey Epstein, we should all raise more than a single eyebrow when conservative influencers go on Bannon's program, said Eric Erickson. Yeah, you should ask yourself about these people who are affiliated with Bannon. And of course, it's been kind of interesting when I was at InfoWars Roger Stone was very closely connected to Alex Jones. And with the hatred that he had for Steve Bannon, Bannon really wasn't on much. But since Roger Stone has left now, Bannon has been on quite a bit with Alex Jones. That tells you something right there, doesn't it? It's easy to see who takes his money and who relies on his influencer network, because they're all silent about his overt friendship and working relationship with Epstein, said Brendan Dilley. You know who you are. You're all cowards. You shun me because of my language, he said, but you have zero integrity. I don't know who Brendan Dilley is. Do you know, Lance?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. Anyway, it's quoted in this article from Mediaite. And then A.G. Hamilton said, Bannon is among the biggest sleazeballs in politics on either side. If you think this Epstein stuff is bad of his, you should look into the shady stuff that he's done with CCP-linked criminal and fraudster Miles Guo. Yeah, the Chinese Communist Party. That's absolutely right. That was where, by the way, Bannon was arrested, if you remember. He was on the yacht with that Chinese communist crook, Miles Guo. He was on that yacht when he was arrested for defrauding MAGA people with his We Build a Lie thing. So he was convicted of that. And then Trump pardoned him. That's why he said he's going to wind up. He knows he's going to wind up in jail. He wants to make sure that Trump is not, fighting his own battles, trying to not be impeached so that Trump can do pardons for him. That's what these guys, the only thing they think about, you know, how do I get off of this? You can't make this stuff up, said Mario Knoffel. The anti-elite crusader who is taking advice from the most elite pedophile on earth. Mark Levin said, funny happens, fellow anti-Semite. And isolationists have not demanded that he come clean about his well-established videotape relationship with Epstein. Wait a minute, Levin. I thought you're trying to push everybody away from Epstein, right? You don't want them to see the Mossad connections that are there. But now he jumps into it because of Steve Bannon. And Dinesh D'Souza sarcastically said, Steve Bannon, man of the people, has he offered any explanation for any of this? No, no apology either. And I think the best comment was from some account called Door Animated, and he says, Bannon's need to get on the ends with Epstein is a fascinating psychological case study. I think that's absolutely true. You know, just so drawn to power and to money that, like a moth to the flame, Steve Bannon cannot stay away from Jeffrey Epstein. And I think all this goes to show, when you look at the comments about these people, Steve Bannon, the old adage that if you want a friend in Washington, D.C., get a dog. And and even as that is happening, Trump didn't get a dog. I guess he doesn't need any friends. He's one of the few presidents that hasn't made a pretense of liking even dogs. In a stunning reversal, the Trump administration, we shall just call it the regime, is now seeking to dismiss Steve Bannon's J6 conviction and indictment. Again, understand that we have a two-tier justice system. You know, in the UK, they talk about the Labour Party there and how they will not come after the violent immigrants who come in and rape women and do the other thing. They will always protect them against the Britons who are there. And so they talk about how there's a two-tier justice system. They call Keir Starmer, who is the Prime Minister, they call him two-tier Keir. Well, the same thing is true here. It's just that you see what the tiers are, really, don't you? Just to remind you that that Bannon and Trump and Alex Jones betrayed MAGA on January the 6th, and they all got away with it, and they're still fleecing these same people. Not only were there no legal issues, really, for them, but they're still fleecing the same people. But Bannon is a special class of arrogance. He is, again, when all this J6 stuff came, he decided that he was too big and important to take the Fifth Amendment. And Alex Jones took the Fifth Amendment on every question they asked him about January the 6th, but not Bannon. He wouldn't even show up, so they sent him to jail, and then Trump pardoned him. The government has now determined in its prosecutorial discretion, the Trump regime, that is, that dismissal of this criminal case against Bannon is in the interest of justice, said the Solicitor General for the Trump regime. Separately, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, here she is again, that fox in the chicken coop, Jeanine Pirro, has now asked a federal judge in Washington, D.C. to vacate Bannon's conviction and to dismiss the indictment. Well, she is reliably showing up. It's just amazing. You look at the people like Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, Jeanine Pirro, and her anti-Second Amendment stuff. It's just amazing what these people are. But, of course, they are the hand-picked people of the Trump regime. Today, the Department of Justice told the Supreme Court that Steve Bannon's conviction arising from the J6 Unselect Committee's improper subpoena should be vacated, said Todd Blanche, the personal lawyer for Trump, who's now been given the deputy attorney general position. So this is all the Trump administration deciding that they're going to negate all this for their political allies. And again, this is all for Epstein's Sherpa, Steve Bannon. All these people, folks, are Epsteiners or Epsteiners, whichever way you want to go.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And just to review again, what is happening in Europe, not only did Mandelson, who was the U.S. ambassador, the U.K.'s ambassador to the U.S., not only did he get fired, but now with the additional revelations that have come out, he's been kicked out of the House of Lords. It's one of these things where if they find that he was involved in corruption and shady dealings of the pedophile network ring, they kick him out of his position as being an ambassador to the U.S., and then he goes to the House of Lords. What a punishment. But now he's even been kicked out of the House of Lords. He's getting the full Andrew treatment, the man formerly known as Prince. He got kicked out of that other House of Lords that belonged to the royal family. So now that he is. But at the center of all this is America. Is this a new kind of American exceptionalism, where we have American politicians are so exceptional that they can do whatever they want to with pedophile networks and there's no consequences for it? Looks like that is the case. And so Keir Starmer, as the crisis there that this Epstein thing has caused in the UK, he's lost one staffer, may lose another, and there's talk that he should be removed as leader of the Labour Party. There's a revolt that is brewing on that. His controversial appointment of Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the U.S., he vowed that he would not resign amid mounting calls for him to do so, for some of them from his own party. Mandelson resigned last week from the House of Lords over the Epstein scandal and shared market-sensitive government information with Epstein during the global financial crisis. This is one of the big things that came out of this. Specifically, Mandelson gave Epstein advance notice of a 500 billion euro bailout in order to save the euro. That happened on the evening of May the 9th, 2010, after which it was formally announced the following morning. So he gave Epstein some insider information, but it certainly sounds like a Rothschild representative, doesn't it? So they made their fortune getting information before anybody else had it and then trading on that information that they had. Epstein was able to do that thanks to Peter Mandelson. By Sunday, a shocked Mandelson, who was not expecting this further release, has quit the Labor Party, citing a desire to prevent, quote, further embarrassment, unquote. Labor says a disciplinary action was already underway. By phone that night, the grandson of the party grandee, Herbert Morrison, tells me of his decision. He said, it wasn't easy, but I feel better for it as I need to reset. Yeah, that's what...
He feels better because he doesn't want any further embarrassment. But isn't insider trading illegal? Wouldn't a normal person be worried not about embarrassment but about prison time?
Yeah, but we're talking about our leaders here. So I don't know. There may be some claims that he may go to jail.
Well,
some
of the people in other European countries.
Yeah, some people in other European countries are looking at some jail terms for some of the shady, at least financial dealings that they were doing with Jeffrey Epstein. We don't send people to jail for being pedophiles, right? But there's also another guy. Now, listen to this. This is pretty amazing. This is the leader of the Scottish National Party. Lance, his name is Anas Anwar. So I looked this up. Or Sarwar, I'm sorry. Anas Sarwar. Looked him up. He's actually a Pakistani-born Muslim. And he's the leader of the Scottish Nationalist Party. Wallace is spinning in his grave right now. What Scottish nationalism is involved in all that when you have a Pakistani Muslim that's there? But this is the great replacement that is very far along in the UK. Starmer in 2024 made Mandelson the UK ambassador to Washington. Of course, he's the perfect guy for the job. You know, he's already friends with all the pedophiles in Washington, the District of Corruption. Who else would you get? He's very well suited for that. So anyway, he lost that job in September with the first few revelations about Epstein. Now, with this latest dump, he may be headed to jail. We'll see. But this is the response of the Labor Party. They said, Keir has earned the right to deliver the change that he promised, and what he cares about, which is to serve the country. This is exactly what we heard from Trump and from J.D. Vance, right? Look at all the important things that I did. You know, I've started wars and raised tariffs and I've done this and that. Let's talk about how wonderful my policies are. Let's not get into this Epstein stuff. That's the same line that's being put out by the Labor Party in the UK. This is not the time for the government to turn inward on itself. Yeah, let's not investigate ourselves for these kinds of things. We must focus on delivering the change that we promised the country. And the person commented on that as I quoted that. So business as usual. That's right. Business as usual. The same tactics as Trump. Well, Trumpberger writes, they have all this data and they've still decided that there, quote, is no wrongdoing, unquote. Yeah. Corruption isn't even the word. Yeah. We've got to come up with some new words. These words that we've got just aren't strong enough, are they? I absolutely agree. Big Brit is back again, says all Trump friends are redacted. Yeah. Defy Tyrant, 1776, put Trump and Levin on the front lines of the war that they yearn for. I agree. And Trump's sons, put them on there as well. Shirley A., no one will be punished except for the taxpayer. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Trumpberger says, MAGA watched a halftime show from a guy who has song lyrics about how it's mandatory to bang underage girls. Well, I didn't know that. That puts it all in a new perspective. I didn't know anything about Bad Bunny. Perhaps that's why they call him that. Defy Tyrant 1776. I talked to a local cop about the incoming gun control laws, and he said they will not be actively enforcing them. He even said they're unconstitutional. Hopefully that's a good sign. That is where our only hope lies, folks. Here's one of the big takeaways from all this stuff. Washington is too far gone. I mean, you know, you're appealing to hell and Lucifer himself when you're appealing to these guys. All the people at the top, it's all rotting from the top down. And the rot is coming from the top down, and it is metastasizing like a cancer. But there still is a possibility that we can do it at the local level. It's going to have to be done with the people who live and work with us. As I've said many times, when I was talking about Illinois, and you look at how bad Illinois was during all the COVID lockdown and everything, and how Pritzker was threatening churches and all the rest of this. And of course, he wasn't the only one. You had Greg Abbott in Texas. They had law enforcement going around taking down people's license plate numbers if they were at church and all this kind of stuff. But in Illinois, he was very bad as well. And the guy that I interviewed was a pastor of a small church in a small town. He said, we're not shutting down. We never have shut down. And he said, law enforcement here is local law enforcement. The sheriff, he said, the sheriff's a member of our church. And the sheriff and his deputies are there protecting the church from the state police under Pritzker. That's the way it should work. That's the way it should work. Real Octospook. Bannon is an image maker. It is all he has done for those in government. That's absolutely right. He is really an amazing con man. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. I want to talk about a different kind of corruption. And I want to talk about the massive amounts of money that we're looking at that have already flowed last year to Trump and to his family. And about these lawsuits that are coming out. Truly is amazing, the dollar figures that are being bandied around. We'll be right back.
Making sense common again. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel. All in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you like the Eagles,
on a dark desert highway,
the Cars, and Huey Lewis in the News,
they say the hotter rock and roll is competing.
You'll love the Classic Hits channel at APS Radio. Download our app or listen now at APSradio.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Trumpberger, correct that. I said I was talking about Kid Rock, David. yeah, this is what we see over and over again. They put these people up on a pedestal. I've seen it from one Christian website after the other. They take people who do this contemporary Christian music, which in many regards is no different from the secular stuff. And they put them up on a pedestal, and then you find out later on that look at what's going on with these people. Bethel Music is a good example of that.
Well, I don't think group, but he was ever a Christian artist. He's just a secular artist that's always been pretty creepy. Yeah. I don't really know anything about Kid Rock, but I have heard people saying that there's been some weird sexual stuff in his.
Well, remember TPUSA, you know, he was performing at their alternative halftime show, and they put themselves out as a Christian organization, just like a lot of these Christian contemporary music people do as well.
There's several comments about that here. Here's another one from Alien Nation saying that it's actually lyrics in a Kid Rock song.
Again, you can't really tell the difference from one side to the other, can you? Well, let's talk about the money. This is a great headline from Futurism. There's not enough money in the world for Trump's Golden Dome. The world is not enough. It makes me think of that James Bond movie, which is not very good, but a catchy title. And it pretty much describes the aspirations of all these uber-rich people. The world is not enough. It is simply ludicrous. At $175 billion, Trump's Golden Dome missile defense system already came with an astonishing price tag, yet according to one new analysis by the group Taxpayers for Common Sense. Do we have any Taxpayers for Common Sense? It's glad that there's enough of them to create an organization, because I don't got any taxpayers left in America with any common sense much left. Anyway, the early estimate could be a drop in the bucket, $175 billion, compared to the actual cost, so high that the Golden Dome simply, quote, will not work. And again, we have seen this with Reagan's Star Wars and other things like this. There have been real practical engineering obstacles to making it work. But the biggest obstacle may be the money itself. A new analysis conducted by the conservative American Enterprise Institute suggests that taxpayers could spend $3.6 trillion on the Golden Dome over the next 20 years, or $4.4 trillion adjusted for expected inflation. If we pooled all the physical money together in the U.S., it still wouldn't be enough, including currency outside the U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve banks. There's currently $2.4 trillion that is floating around the U.S., a far cry from what we need. And again, they're looking at, there's different measures of the money supply. And, if we only got $2.4 trillion of printed currency that's floating around, then how do we ever pay off this $40 trillion of debt that we're going to have by September? We're already hit at 39. As they were talking about when they locked everybody down and gave them stimulus checks, somebody said to Federal Reserve Chair, so you're going to print a lot? Well, we don't actually print it. We just add some numbers on the computer, right? That's how they do it. So it suggested the space-based interceptors, the SBIs, the orbital counter-ordnance, essentially, could cost as much as $6 trillion on their own. Listen to this. Under the $6 trillion scenario, the American Enterprise Institute, and again, this is a conservative think tank, estimates that the U.S. Space Force could field as many as 85,400 SBIs, space-based interceptors. There's a lot of infrastructure, and it assumes a generous ratio of real-world success, where it only takes a handful of SBIs to knock out each adversarial rocket. Because you've got to remember that Russia and China have 750 ICBMs between them at the moment. We're talking about 1.2 million SBIs worth of ordnance to assure security. Why is that? Well, because you don't have a one-to-one kill ratio, right? You have to use these SBIs, these interceptors. Some people, the most generous one, says that it would take hundreds of them to knock out just one incoming intercontinental ballistic missile. But the reality is that it could be far more than that. Some people are saying at least 1,600 interceptors per missile that you would have to defend against from Russia and China. So much for the Golden Dome, right? So if you're going to keep that kind of a ratio, 1,600 of these SBIs to take out one missile, and then multiply that out by the number of missiles that China and Russia have, we're talking about having 1.2 million of these things up in space. And that's not even counting hundreds of cruise missiles or the hypersonic weapons that are in play. And if you remember, Russia just demonstrated a nuclear-powered cruise missile. Of course, it can have a nuclear warhead, but the issue is that it's a cruise missile that can just stay up indefinitely because it's got nuclear power. If Golden Dome could guarantee our security for nuclear weapons, one could argue that these astronomical costs would be worth it. But from all of these viability problems and the history of failed attempts, it's very clear that it won't. So the policy analyst at Taxpayers for Common Sense, even if there was enough money to pay for the defense project, there's still a fundamental problem. In over 40 years of missile defense research, again, this goes back to Reagan's Star Wars program. In 40 years of missile defense research, technicians have only knocked one mock warhead out of the sky. We think that says it all, they said, and that does. But meanwhile, Trump wants to increase they just hit a new record. They went over $1 trillion for the defense budget for the first time. But that's not enough. The world is not enough, right? So immediately after they broke the record and went over $1 trillion for the Defense Department, the Trump regime says, well, we got to go to $1.5 trillion. Let's add another $500 billion to it as well. So, you know, when you look at this, many people have said, even including some people in the defense industry, the biggest threat to America, bigger than our foreign adversaries, is our own budget debt. And that is the cumulative deficits year by year, the $40 trillion that we're looking at out there. That is going to bankrupt us. And, of course, the hallmark of the American system has been we have unlimited amounts of money to burn. We can just print it and go into debt, and there's no consequences. There will be consequences. That will end at some point in time. And when that ends, it's going to be a very different world for American exceptionalism. And yet they're not concerned at all about that. Of course, Trump isn't the bankruptcy king. And so this is an op-ed piece by retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. And he talks about Trump's dream military. He said, what constitutes national security? How is it best achieved? Does massive military spending really make a country more secure? What perils to democracy and liberty are posed by vast military establishment? Questions like this are rarely addressed in honest ways these days in America. Instead, the Trump regime favors preparations for war and for more war, fueled by potentially enormous increases in military spending that are dishonestly framed as recapitalization of America's security and safety. He said, back in 1983, as a college student, I worked on a project that critiqued Ronald Reagan's defense buildup and his embrace of his pie-in-the-sky concepts like the Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, better known as Star Wars. He said, more than 40 years later, another Republican president wants to come to embrace SDI, freshly rebranded as a Golden Dome. In other words, this is going to be Trump's ludicrously expensive reincarnation of Trump's Strategic Defense Initiative. He said, amazingly, Trump even wants to bring back naval battleships, as Reagan briefly did, although he didn't have the temerity to call for the new class of ships to be named after himself. Only Trump does that. And so it'll be a golden fleet, says Trump. So what gives, he said. He said, well, the best and only way to tackle the inexorable growth of this blob that we call the federal government in general and the defense industry in particular is to stop feeding it money, to stop worshiping it as well. Instead of a $500 billion increase, Congress should insist on a $500 billion decrease in Pentagon spending. Our task should be to force the military-industrial complex to think, improvise, become leaner, and to focus on how most effectively to protect and defend America and our ideals, rather than fostering the imperial dreams of the wannabe warlords among us. And again, when you look at this, the asymmetric nature of warfare, cheap drones and swarms of drones and things like that are going to be far more effective than these massively expensive weapon systems that are out there. And we're being left behind in all that. It's the Chinese, it's the Iranians, the Russians, for example, that are moving into the drone warfare. And the U.S. is so focused on these big, expensive systems and these big, expensive plane systems that we're not even playing in that field, really.
Yeah, the Chinese are mass manufacturing drones for the government and military use, whereas here in the U.S., not only are we not doing that for the government, but we're actually restricting 3D printers for civilians.
Yeah, that's right.
So that the future of the Second Amendment, which is all going to be drones, at least when it comes to resistance against tyranny, is mm-hmm. going to be impossible.
That's right. And we see this in Ukraine. Ukraine is going to be the beta test site for these new weapons. Not just drones and swarms of drones, as we've already seen, but also the biped robots or other ways that they're going to develop the autonomous killing machines. We're going to start seeing that this summer and this fall. You're going to see that really escalate. So Trump's current approach of further engorging the imperial blob is the stuff of national nightmares. It's not faintly a recipe for American greatness. It is, in fact, a sure guarantee of further decline and eventual collapse, not only economically and politically, but spiritually as well, exactly as Eisenhower warned in 1961. More wars, more weapons simply will not make America great again. And he says, Americans, we need to do what we can to try to get the war budget cut, to shrink the empire, to embrace diplomacy, to work for peace. Trump does exactly the opposite of all those. On the 250th anniversary of America's founding, which was predicated on a resistance to empire and military rule, it should be considered deeply tragic that the country has met the enemy, and he is indeed us. Only Americans can truly hurt America, he once said, to which I'll add this corollary. Only Americans can truly save America. Again, we have become the monsters that we fought. Whether it's the British Empire, or whether it's the German aggressive invaders, we have become what they were. He said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could save this deeply disturbed country by putting war and empire firmly in the rearview mirror? A tall task for sure, but it was also a tall task to declare independence from the mighty British Empire in 1776. That's William Storr, a retired U.S. Air Force lieutenant colonel.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Well, the Pentagon is getting real serious about what really matters. They're going to pull military support from the Boy Scouts unless the Boy Scouts restore core values, according to Pete, War Pete Hegseth, right? And when I saw this story, I remember back in 2015, actually 2016, I'm sorry, as Trump had won the election and he was putting together his team, it's a transition period. And everybody was talking about who's he going to appoint to this position, that position, all that kind of stuff. It came out that he was seriously considering Rex Tillerson, whom he did put in as Secretary of State the first time. I started tweeting at Alex Jones and at Trump and saying, you realize who Rex Tillerson really is, don't you? This is a guy who's pushing the green lies, the green agenda. He did it as the CEO of Exxon. This is a guy who was head of the Boy Scouts for a while, and he did everything he could to normalize homosexuality within the Boy Scouts. And Alex got really mad at me. And I had a lot of people on Twitter who said, you're a blithering idiot. He was the CEO of Exxon. They're not involved in all this green stuff. It's like, man, you really don't have a clue, do you? It's like the big oil companies are the first ones in line to sell you the very, very expensive so-called renewables of wind energy and solar energy. But again, all this stuff happened under Rex Tillerson, and Trump was fine with that. Now Trump is virtue signaling, Trump and War Pete, we're going to get rid of all this stuff. Just think about his history. Think about the fact that Trump was pushing to put a trainee in one of his beauty contests. Think about the fact that Michael Flynn, an early pick of Trump's, was also boasting and bragging about the second annual Pride Month at the Pentagon back in, I think it was 2014, and posed the picture of the Navy SEAL, Chris Beck, who had supposedly transitioned and was now identifying as a woman. He called himself Kristen Beck. Beck came back later and said, I can't believe, he said, they can do this to me, an adult Navy SEAL, by putting pressure on me. He said, think about this for the kids that are out there. They can't withstand that kind of pressure. He said, they took me in with all this kind of stuff. Well, who was he talking about? Was he talking about Michael Flynn, who is putting him up front and center as an example to everybody? You need to be like this Navy SEAL. You need to become a woman, said Michael Flynn, basically. Not quote unquote, but that's essentially what he was saying. So now all these guys who were for this before, they're now all against it, and they're virtue signaling against it. But there's one more thing here. Why is the Pentagon giving money to the Boy Scouts in the first place? Where's that in the Constitution? How does that set up our defense? And he said, well, they're going to train them how to be scouts, and that'll help us with this. Look, if they're doing a good job, they don't need the government's money. And when the government funds things like this, the government inserts its own tranny agenda into this stuff. Always. Always.
It's and back so, to the whole restoring trust in these corrupt institutions that no one should have any trust in. Maybe it's
right.
Time for the Boy Scouts to disappear and be replaced with smaller, better organizations that have.
They don't even call themselves Boy Scouts. They don't even call themselves Boy Scouts anymore. It's just like Scouting USA or something like that. And they can't figure out if they're boys or girls. And they brought girls into the Boy Scouts. And all it's a mess. Again, as you said, Lance, it is normalizing, trying to restore confidence in these failed, corrupt institutions that should just go away. And that's the federal government that we're talking about there especially. So in November, reports emerged that the Defense Department had drafted internal memos to Congress announcing plans to cut funding and support for Scouting America due to its attack on boy-friendly spaces. Give me a break. What an idiocy this is, actually. Scouting America remains far from perfect, but they have firmly committed to a return to core principles, back to God and country, said Parnell. You believe that? You believe the Trump administration? That's exactly what they're doing, Lance. They're trying to normalize this and bring it back. Well, as Caitlin Johnstone said, and I won't get into the details of this, she said the U.S. is pushing for so many regime change agendas that it's hard to keep up. And that absolutely is true. The guy who's created the Board of Peace, who wants the Nobel Peace Prize, look at what he's actually doing. And RT, they say how Western Europe learned to stop worrying and talk casually about nuclear war. That's the reality of this. Is that we're in Dr. Strangelove territory here. And somebody should tell the European and American leaders that Russia has got a doomsday device. It's not just the nuclear-powered cruise missile, but it's also the hypersonic things that we don't have a defense for. So maybe you ought to think about that before you continually try to escalate this. But the Trump regime, as well as the Pentagon, have decided that they don't want to continue and extend the START agreement, the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. They want to increase this. Why would you do that? Well, the only reason I can see that you would want to let the START treaty expire is because you want to have an arms race. Why do you want to have an arms race? So that you can funnel money to these military-industrial corporations that funnel money to you. It's just massive corruption to drag us into war everywhere we look. Why Washington may test Iran and live to regret it. How close is the U.S. to military action against Iran? Well, we're seeing things like they're sending 100 C-17 planes. I don't know all my military hardware, but I did look that up. It's like, why is that significant? These are very, very large aircraft that they use to transport a large number of troops and large amount of equipment. So we've got this massive armada that is heading toward Iran. They're sending airlifting troops and material to all this stuff. They really are preparing for war because they have been pushing this for a very long time. And so we're going to see. I thought they were going to kick it off to try to distract attention from Epstein a little bit earlier than they did. But we'll see what happens with it. Meanwhile, we started by talking about just the economic unfeasibility of this Golden Dome thing. But think about this $10 billion lawsuit that Trump has against the IRS and the Treasury Department. What is this about? Well, this is about the leaking of information from Donald Trump. And so I've got a couple of things that really strike me as incredibly wrong about this. First of all, the IRS's total budget is $22 billion. Just to put that in perspective, Trump wants to sue them for $10 billion. Now, Bessent has said this is going to come out of the general fund. In other words, it's going to go onto our credit card for the taxpayers to eventually pay off or to collapse the country. But it's not going to come out of the IRS's budget. We'll still give them the $22 billion, but we'll give President Trump another $10 billion. Again, half of the budget of the entire IRS is what he wants. Do you think he deserves that? Is that excessive compensation? Before we get into that question, consider the fact that this happened at the IRS under the first Trump administration. This is something that happened under Trump as the head of the executive branch, which is where the IRS is. Now, the argument being made by Trump's attorneys are that even though this information was leaked by a contractor for the IRS, they said, well, it was a contractor for the IRS, but the IRS hired that contractor. So the IRS is responsible for the actions of that contractor. Well, if the IRS is responsible for the actions of the subordinate contractor, isn't Trump responsible for the actions of the subordinate IRS because this happened while he was president? But let's forget all that, and let's just look at the dollar amount that is there. You know, he thinks that this is worth $10 billion. So I thought, well, how could he be damaged that much by this? What was his total net worth at that time? Well, it took some digging, but Donald Trump's net worth at the time this happened was $2 billion. Melania's net worth was $50 million. Ivanka had $300 million as a net worth. Don Jr. and Eric each had $25 million, and Tiffany, $10 million. So altogether, about $3 billion for the entire Trump family that's there. So how does that, and of course, Trump is saying, well, it's not just me, it's my entire family. We need to be compensated for this stuff. So how do you, if you've got a net worth of $3 billion, how do you then sue them for $10 billion? But even more so, when we look at what happened with this, it wasn't just Trump that this information was leaked about. It actually, there were 44,000 people that this information was leaked out about. Where's the compensation for them? Nothing at all. As a matter of fact, one of those 44,000 people was another billionaire, Ken Griffin, founder and CEO of the investment firm Citadel. He sued after his tax information appeared in ProPublica reporting, which is where Trump's information appeared. And he didn't. And the gist of this reporting was, look at how these billionaires and rich people don't pay taxes, right? And so Trump thought that damaged him. And yet, you know, in the past, people said, well, you don't pay taxes. And he goes, well, that's because I'm smart. Anyway, Ken Griffin was one of the people who had his information leaked just like Donald Trump did. So what kind of damages did he sue for? He sued for an apology. Ken Griffin's net worth was $30 billion, not three, for the entire Trump family. But he didn't try to grift the American public. And again, this goes back to Trump suing the Department of Justice because they searched his home. And I said at the time, yeah, we understand that was lawfare from Biden, and we understand it was wrong. But always, Trump never wants to correct the corruption. He wants to profit from it personally. And so he sues personally. He doesn't stop the Justice Department from their no-knock, militarized raids. As a matter of fact, he increased them with ICE. So he doesn't stop any of that. He doesn't give any compensation to people who have their homes destroyed and then they can't get the government to reimburse them for anything because they claim that the police have immunity against all that. Trump never does any of that. Instead, he sues for billions of dollars for his own personal damage. And so the same type of thing is happening here. 44,000 victims, one of them a billionaire, had a net worth 10 times Donald Trump's, and yet none of them get any compensation. And so, and nothing ever gets reformed in government either. This all happened under Donald Trump to begin with. But when he talks about Mar-a-Lago, he goes, oh, the cool thing is that I'm basically just going to sign the check to myself for billions of dollars. And that's what's going to happen with this as well. Because not only was it his Department of Justice and his IRS that did this back when it happened, but now who is it that would contest this and say that's excessive compensation? It would be people like Pam Bondi, who's not going to push back against anything that Trump does. So, again, this is, he says, I can pay myself, basically, and that's what he's going to do. So you got some people who are pushing back against this, like, again, Elizabeth Warren. I actually agree with her for the first time ever. She called the lawsuit a shameless, transparent act of corruption, a frivolous attempt by Trump to profit off the failures of his own administration. So she and Ron Wyden said the tax disclosure statute was designed to compensate proven harm, not to confer $10 billion windfalls to a president seeking to line his own pockets at the expense of taxpayers. They said the leak occurred during Trump's first term. They questioned whether the officials would fully contest the case, especially after the Treasury canceled contracts with Booz Allen Hamilton, the contractor employee that was tied to the breach. So conservative Andy McCarthy over the weekend, who writes for National Review, and he is a former federal prosecutor himself and a Fox News contributor, tore into what he called the sordid story involving Trump and his family and special envoy Steve Witkoff and the crypto business that they founded. And again, this is a completely different story. When you look at what Trump is doing, he sues one network after the other for $10 billion. He sued the Wall Street Journal for $10 billion because they showed the birthday card that he sent to Jeffrey Epstein. He said, you made all that stuff up. That's fake. That's a hoax. Then the Congress released the actual card. And rather than saying, oh, well, never mind, he's continuing that lawsuit. It's just intimidation. He threatens everybody with billions of dollars of lawsuits. $10 billion is his favorite number. And he does that type of thing. Many people said there's a tell when Trump is lying. He always uses the term 92%. you know, and he does that over and over again. And you can tell when he's grifting, trying to line his pockets and intimidating people at lawfare, he comes up with a $10 billion figure.
Well, that and his mouth is moving.
Yeah, that's right. That's the other part. Yeah, his mouth is moving, so he is lying.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
A scathing column or National Review on Saturday, Andrew McCarthy explained what he considers to be the inherent problems behind what was being done with World Liberty Financial and the crypto thing. He said, this is a crypto business and, whether in tokens, currency, or other transactions is an ideal way to disguise political payoffs as financial transactions. And because they have sons who do not hold government positions and could ostensibly run the crypto business, Trump and his Middle East envoy, Witkoff, would be poised to claim that the World Liberty Financial is a private enterprise, that it is walled off from Trump's political influence. But he points out that if you look at the timing of these massive amounts, remember, Trump had a net worth of $3 billion, and a couple of days before he takes office, he's now the president-elect, he gets $2.5 billion. His net worth is $3 billion. And he gets the entire Trump family. He gets a $2.5 billion donation from the UAE into his World Liberty Finance, which is run by Trump and the Witkoff families. They say, well, it's our sons. And he says, look, we were all... Andrew McCartney is a conservative. He said, we all criticize Biden for doing that with Hunter Biden in Ukraine and things like that. But he said, this is orders of magnitude higher. You'd have to have several zeros to the kind of corruption that was happening with the Biden crime family to get to where the Trump crime family is. And the nature of this, setting up this crypto thing, he says, again, people can it's set up and structure that basically lends itself to massive money laundering for the Trump family. That's where this guy is. He is the grifter in chief. And now for $1 million to Trump, you can help to celebrate the USA's birthday, 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. A new organization blessed by the president is going to be taking $1 million contributions. Isn't this interesting? This is the same kind of money that was being bandied around at the end of his first regime. Rudy Giuliani, John Kiriakou's pointed out, wanted $1 million for pardons. And here we are again, $1 million for birthday parties. So you give me $1 million and we got some special things that we can do for you. The group is called Freedom 250.
Man, that's inflation for you. It used to be $1 million to buy you a pardon. Now it only gets you a seat at a birthday party.
That's right. You got real serious money. That's going to go to the crypto grift. That's good, Lance. So anyway, these are the different monuments that they're going to be building and everything. So you get some special consideration for $1 million. If you really want to get his attention, like some of the crypto bros do, they're getting really concerned about what's going to happen with the crypto stuff. So some of these crypto guys have created a giant golden Trump statue to be presented. It's going to be there at the entrance to the G20, so all the other world leaders can see this. You think that's going to get some influence of Trump? Well, you better believe it's going to be. This is going to be him holding up his hand like, fight, 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 right? Presumably, I guess they got an undamaged ear there as well on the statue. But they have, they're going to plate it with gold. By the way, I just saw that the gold medals that they hand out at the Olympics are not solid gold. They only have 6 grams of gold as a plating over it. That all came up because they put them on these cheap neck supports that put around people's necks, right? The thing that holds the gold medal has been breaking and dropping these medals on the ground, and they've been cracking. The silver medals are actually all silver, but it's a lower grade of silver. And then they take that same silver and they coat it with 6 ounces of gold. So it's still worth about $1,000 if you melt it down, you know, for the metal value of it. But that's inflation for you, isn't it? Yeah, interestingly, they haven't had real gold medals handed out at the Olympics since 1912. I guess it was the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913 that ended all that stuff. But here are these guys, the crypto guys. Why don't they cover the Trump statue with crypto coins? Because they're nothing. So they got to use, isn't that a tell? That the crypto guys, in order to make this valuable, they have to use gold to cover the statue that they are setting up there. What a disgusting image this is. How people are worshiping and idolizing Donald Trump and how he craves this kind of stuff. They should have, with his raised hand, they should have put a Nobel Peace Prize in it. You know, the one that he shook down that woman for and basically took it from her.
So they point out, just gotten a wrap and put a bunch of QR codes all over it for covering it in Bitcoin.
That's right. They said, well, you know, this is only going to be 72 feet tall. Isn't that amazing? 72 feet tall. But it doesn't get as high as our North Korean dictators. Kim Jong-un and others and Kim Jong-il have higher statues. I'm sorry, 72-foot statue, that's for them. This one's going to be 22 feet. So the North Korean dictators get a 72-foot statue, and we get a 27-foot tall statue. But, of course, Trump's dictatorship is just getting started. So it's going to get taller and more intimidating as we go along. And then this final aspect to it. The crypto bros that are putting this together hired a guy to put this together. And he's saying, I'm not releasing it yet because they're not paying me. Maybe it's because their cryptocurrency has crashed. I don't know. They can't raise the funds to pay him. So, but they can raise the funds to set up massive war chests before the next election. Crypto political action committees, PACs, they have contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to previous elections. And so I guess they're trying to take Israel's place, maybe. But they are still adding these PACs left and right to literally buy influence. And what I've said about the cost of our elections, and you look at the amount of money these politicians are getting each time and how it's going up exponentially. Folks, that is a metric of corruption. People give hundreds of millions of dollars to politicians to run for political office. And again, it's not just the presidency. It's the Senate races. It's the House races. Everything is just exploding. Why is that happening? Well, because these people have and do give out massive amounts of money from the federal government. These are not charitable contributions. These are not civic-minded people. They expect to get something out of this. And whenever they make a contribution, they usually get 1,000 times whatever they invested. So, you know, if they give thousands of dollars, they usually get millions of dollars in return. If they give millions of dollars, they get billions of dollars in return. That's the way it works. That's why Washington is this black hole of corruption. Right now, we have cut loose from any sense of reality, any anchor, any kind of steering or guide for our country. We're just adrift. And these people are taking full advantage of it. That is really where we are. Before we take a break, real quickly, thank you very much, Shay B5. Thank you. Appreciate that. He says, David, you're looking and sounding well. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I do thank you for all your prayers. By the way, that reminds me, Travis is not doing the show today. Lance is doing the show. Travis, I would appreciate your prayers for him. As you may know, we've talked about this in the past. He suffers from rheumatoid arthritis, so we believe was brought on by vaccines. I'm absolutely positive of it. And it's our mistake for having done that. They got us on that. And sadder but wiser about that. But he is having a treatment done today to try to give him some relief. His joints and his bones are in very bad condition because of the RA situation and fluid buildups. And so they're trying to inject something that's going to help him a little bit with pain relief. Really would appreciate your prayers for him in general, for this in particular. Please pray for Travis and that. Syrian girl, if the crypto guys covered the Trump statue with cryptocurrency, it'd be obvious that the emperor is naked. Yeah, we don't want to see that. Definitely put some gold on him to dress him up. That'd be, don't want to see that. People have done that type of thing with Trump. They put up naked statues of him. Not a pretty sight. Defy Tyrant 1776. I talked to a local, oh, we already did that one. So we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back.
Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Social
casino.
using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
Yesterday, I talked about the fact that Skynet, there's a lot of articles that came out over the weekend about Skynet is already here. And on Friday, I played the interview I had 13 years ago with Noel Sharkey, a guy who has tremendous credentials. He's got degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, psychology. He is perfectly suited to look at both artificial intelligence as well as autonomous killer robots, and he's created a couple of different foundations trying to push back against that even 13 years ago. Nevertheless, it is relentless how it has marched on. And now you've got a lot of different articles talking about AI kill chains and the rise of Skynet-like weapons on the 2030s battlefields. Ukraine has become the proving ground for 2030s warfare. Next-generation weaponry, weaponized AI, ground robots, PPV swarms, automated kill chains with humanoid robo-killers that could enter field testing as early as this year. These kill chains are becoming central to modern warfare, with humans increasingly pushed out of the decision-making. They're not in the decision chain, in other words. And so we look at this. It was a couple of years ago, I think, that I talked to Paul Charest about his book, Four Battlegrounds. And it was about the military use of AI and that type of thing. And when I interviewed him, he was very concerned about the fact that it was going to be inevitable that they'd have to turn the kill decision over to AI because the other side's going to do it. And this AI arms race of autonomous killing machines that we're locked into with the U.S. versus China. So we've already seen humans pushed out of the decision-making chain in the Ukrainian front lines increasingly. They said will soon be able to meld weapon systems faster than army commanders can think. This is framed as an intelligent kill web. And again, we look at War Pete Hegseth.
Oh boy, an intelligent kill web, just what I wanted.
I know. And as Lance has always said, swarms. They talk about drone swarms. He said, nothing good is ever called a swarm. We look at this. But again, you got War Pete, who every time he talks, he can't stop using the term lethality. We got lethality, lethality, lethality. So again, an intelligent kill web, I guess, is exactly what he wants. A human commander, analyst, or soldier sits at the center like a spider, viewing vast streams of sensor data and weapon systems that talk to each other faster than the speed of thought. The result is a compressed kill chain in which identifying targets and killing opponents happens at extraordinary speed. And of course, they give themselves plausible deniability when the thing goes crazy as well. You need to be able to collect information. Yeah.
It's great that this is the ideal scenario. It's being framed as an intelligent kill web. Hopefully it'll just be an intelligent kill web, as though that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. And they're well into it as well. The U.S. Army ran exercises in Colorado testing an AI lattice that detected, labeled, assessed targets tied to next-gen C2 prototype led by Anduril and Palantir and Microsoft. So they identify it very quickly and then kill it very quickly. Hope that they get it right. And when you deal with AI, it somewhat shakes your confidence level that they're going to get it right. U.S. Air Force.
Hallucinate that you're a target, as these things always do. Oops, I'm right. Sorry, I killed a bunch of civilians. This is a terrible mistake.
That's worse than saying, I deleted all your company's records. Sorry about that. There's nothing I can do about it. I just deleted everything. And so you have one of these AI agents like that. Sorry, I just deleted this city over here. Nothing you can do about it. U.S. Air Force ran experiments called DASH, where AI planners reportedly became far faster than human officers, and in newer results, materially more accurate on tactical viability, though earlier iterations made subtle errors. Yeah, right.
Subtle errors.
An insider at one European arms manufacturer told the outlet that integrating AI into defense is, listen to this.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Akin to the introduction of electricity. This technological advance raises a serious question. How much human control commanders will retain on a modern battlefield in the years ahead? Well, the answer is zero. And when I interviewed Peter, I said, you know, so that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is, how do you turn it off? He goes, yeah, we've been talking about that. We don't really have an answer for it, you know. So, but let's do it anyway. Right?
Yeah, these days it's just going to be the politicians deciding who gets massacred. It's not going to be a question of sending their sons out to the front lines. It will just be, let's send the robots to kill those other people's sons.
That's right. That's right. And so, again, this is going down a very, very bad path. But many of these things are already in our face. And I think the other aspect of this, which is why I put it in that video of Apocalypse Now with Trump, the RoboCops that are going to be there. And we're seeing a lot of different aspects of that as well. When we look at the Super Bowl commercial, there was a Super Bowl commercial for Ring, this thing from Jeff Bezos. And again, I think the power has gone to his head. Jeff Bezos might be like a Boromir. Here's this, the application. Of course, we all know, as I've joked in the past, these killer robots are there to help little old ladies cross the street, right? Now, Ring ran this Super Bowl ad telling us that this network of spy cameras is actually there to help you find your stray dogs. They call it the Ring Search Party.
This is Milo.
Pets are family. But every year, 10 million go missing. And the way we look for them hasn't changed in years. Until now. One post of a dog's photo in the Ring app starts outdoor cameras looking for a match. Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs. Since launch, more than a dog a day has been reunited with their family.
Be a hero in your neighborhood with Search Party. Available to everyone for free right now. Join the neighborhood at ring.com.
Yeah, we're putting in this massive spy network. We're connecting it to the flock cameras and all the rest of the stuff. But hey, you can find your stray dog or grandma or whatever, you know, grandpa who's got Alzheimer's. You can find them in this.
You know what the big advantage of us knowing where absolutely everyone down to your pets is at all times? Well, we can return your pets to you.
That's right. I just want my freedom back and my privacy. Somebody pointed out that this is literally the technology that Batman had in The Dark Knight, and they were talking about how evil it is.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, unethical, dangerous. You've turned every cell phone in Gotham into a microphone.
And a high-frequency generator receiver.
You took my sonar concept and applied it to every phone in the city. With half the city feeding you sonar, you can image all of Gotham. This is wrong.
I've got to find this man, Lucius.
At cost.
Gotta find that dog.
This is Nelke encrypted. It can only be accessed by one person.
This is too much power for one person.
That's why I gave it to you. Only you can use it.
Spying on 30 million people isn't part of my job description.
This is an audio sample. If he talks within range of any phone in the city, you can triangulate his position.
I'll help you this one time. But consider this my resignation. As long as this machine is at Wayne Enterprises, I won't be.
When you're finished, type in your name.
Now, they put out all these dystopian scenarios and program us for it, but don't worry. You know, as bad as all this stuff is, there's going to be one good guy who's going to shut it all down for us. Don't worry. Well, I, for one, am getting really tired of our government trying to reproduce and make real every dystopian scenario that has been put out in films. And, I mean, I can't think of any that have been in films that they haven't done their very best to implement. This is just the latest one. Of course, Alfred may be, or, you know, maybe Boromir or whatever, but Jeff Bezos is no Bruce Wayne. Yeah.
There's the quote, public welfare has always been the alibi of tyrants. This is the thinnest alibi I have ever seen for tyranny. It's, we have to do this to save the pets.
That's right. These guys, I wonder if Jeff Bezos has even got a dog, right? I doubt it. But, yeah, we got some comments here.
Well, no, he sees all of his customers as his dogs and pets.
That's right. Yeah. Real Jason Barker says, they were talking about this a few years ago when I was still in the military. It's not a matter of if, but how much decision making they will give it. I would say it's not even a question of how much they're going to give it. It's just a question of when. You know, they've already wargamed this. It was just a couple of years ago when I was talking to Peter Charest, his Four Battlegrounds, and he was saying, yeah, you know, they're talking about it, and says there really is no other alternative. If you're going to have an effective AI weapon system, you're going to have to give it full decision control, and you're going to have to get the humans out of it. The question is, how do we stop it once we give it that kill decision? And again, after we've gotten a better look at AI, and his book was very interesting because he was talking about full AI control of fighter jets and how in flight simulations of AI-controlled fighter jets versus human-controlled fighter jets, he said, it wasn't even close. They make mincemeat out of any humans in a fighter contest like that. Of course, they don't really do stuff like that anymore. You have long-distance missiles that are basically taking them out. But his point was reaction time and also decision-making that was evident by these systems. And so they were doing things like that, have Marines try to get close to one of these things and take it out. They were doing things like dressing up really weird and rolling like tumbleweeds or whatever to escape identification by the AI. And he said, so that worked, you know, for some of the elite soldiers that we had. But then, of course, he said the AI then learned that trick, and that was over. So it really is like Skynet. It really is like Terminator. Freetard says they're fulfilling a massive drone procurement right now. Meanwhile, criminalizing private ownership of drones. Absolutely right.
Yeah, you see the massive amounts of drone manufacturing going on with, like, the Chinese military.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. military isn't keeping up with that, but we don't need a huge military outpour of money into these things. We need little 3D printers in the homes of millions of Americans who can then produce, say, a drone a week or whatever.
That's right. And the military-industrial complex is so bloated and so bureaucratic because of the money. They've gotten very soft. They're not really hard. You need to have a vibrant commercial competitive system there to really hone the abilities of these corporations to innovate. Dugalug said, only proof that AI will be able to track you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and remember, right, even if you don't have a Ring camera, if your neighbor does and it's pointed in your direction, they're still going to be tracking you.
Yeah, they've done that over and over again. Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, you know, we look at a lot of these fail army things and stuff on YouTube occasionally. We've got 10 minutes, so we just kind of sit down and relax and look at 10 minutes of that kind of stuff. And I'm just astounded at how many people have got Ring cameras, how many people got cameras inside their homes. Why would you have a Big Brother camera that is watching everything that you're doing in the kitchen as you're cooking, and then, you know, somebody has something that blows up on them, or they have a fire on the range or something. Now they've got a video they can put on the internet. Is that why they're doing it? I look, every time I watch these videos, it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of funny, but why do people put this kind of stuff in their homes? I really don't understand. Well, before we run out of time, I just want to thank some of the people who have supported us with checks that we've gotten this week. Let me read this down real quickly before we run out of time. Anthony T, Mary N, Aaron W, Dale L, Lois L, Gary B, HD and NC, Marty K, Charlie, Jackie and Fred U. Thank you so much. And thank you for the anniversary card, Jackie and Fred. Really appreciate that. We had our, let's see, how many years is it? 46 years. We just passed that in the middle of January. Tempest Fugit. Time flies, and we're out of time today. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good day.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
Ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.